We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Please remember, bleed blue and white, and always drink blue and light. All right, before we go into Bob Flounders' top 25.
Most important
2020 players. Early list.
Early list. Sure.
We're going to announce the winner of the Ask Ross, just to give you a little insight. So in between segment chatter, the fact that you mentioned 11 personnel, Heather in Akron, Ohio, that was a key for the lads on the other side of the mic. And that's the reason you are this week's winner, winner, chicken dinner of a 409tailgateclub.com gift basket. All right, the 25 most important players as picked by Bob Flounders for 2020 in descending order. We've already got through numbers 25 through 16.
Mm-hmm. And he had a rough week last week.
I did.
I didn't agree with multiple ones for the first time.
I'm good with it.
So do you want to list the ones that we've already done before we pick up?
Just real quick, in descending order, Lucada, Lance Dixon, Jesse Lucada, by the way, Keaton Ellis, Adisa Isaac, Des Holmes, Marquise Wilson, Ellis Brooks, Brandon Smith, Tariq Castro-Fields, and Noah Kane at number 16. So I'll tell you, this number 15 pick, I'm going to be very honest with you. I kind of middled this guy because I just didn't know where to put him because it's – you know, he showed flashes, but he isn't there yet. He's got some upside, but you don't know if he's going to deliver. So I put him.
It's defensive end.
I could have easily put him back a few spots, or I could have made a case maybe to put him up a few spots. But I put him at 15, and I'm gonna live with it. It's Jason Owe.
Yep.
The pass rusher who puts up freakish numbers off the football field. He looks like a top flight collegiate defensive end at 260 pounds.
260 pounds.
He's still got to prove it. I thought he made some strides late in the year. I think he needs to get better in a couple areas of his game. But as we sit right now with Yetur Gross-Matos no longer a Nittany Lion, Shaka Tony back, I think you would have to say he's the guy to beat out for the other starting defensive end spot. I'm just excited to see, for a guy that apparently has not played a lot of football before the college level,
right,
how far he can go with it.
So when you're looking at him as the potential replacement for Yetur Gross-Matos, and he fits the bill on a lot of places, you said there's one or two areas out of his game that need to come. What is the one thing that needs to come?
He can certainly chase plays down from the
first
other side of the field.
First step is crazy.
I want to see him kind of hold up there and anchor against the run. I think there were times where he got so crazy with his pass rush last year, he kind of got up the field and left some lanes open for either screens or draws. And I just think, you know, the mental aspect of it, you know, just kind of doing what you're asked to do and all the things they want you to do, I think that'll all come with more experience. But I just think there's some areas he can refine.
I think Bob nailed this in every way. We could very easily be talking midway through the season about him being – the fifth most important player on the
team.
Very easily. But we also could be talking about him as being more like 25th. Maybe Adisa Isaac's really good. You know, maybe Shane Simmons has a nice final year. Like every once in a while, Penn State guy will surprise you in their fifth year. I do think Daniel Joseph transferring makes Owe a little bit more important because that's another guy, you know. The more depth you have, the less important any one guy is.
Right.
He was very impressive in flashes, in spurts last year, but I don't know if he'll take the next step. I kind of think he will. I kind of think he's going to be a top 10 guy on the team, but he's going to have to show that. And, you know, is he that much better than Adisa Isaac? Because Adisa Isaac, you'd have to think, makes a big leap between year one and year two, which is usually the biggest leap.
This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. We are your source for Penn State football news and analysis 52 weeks a year. We never stop talking Penn State football. We're finishing strong in quarter number four. Andy Shea, Ross Tucker, Bob Flounders. We are in descending order, counting down, Bob Flounders is 25 most important players of 2020. We are up to number 14. There we go. Descending and up to. There. I keep it easy for you, Ross. I just keep it easy for you. Number 14 is offensive tackle, yeah. Will Fries.
I'll tell you, Will Fries, fifth year offensive tackle. Honestly, I just remember Franklin raving about this kid in 2016 when they were like, oh, they weren't as deep. Nearly as deep as tackle. They had some injuries. And he was like, we really like this kid. We're debating whether or not to play him late in the year. The fact that he is entering his final year, and I have him number 14 on the list, I don't think that's a feather in his cap, quite frankly. We talked earlier about Des Holmes pushing him this year a little bit with a new offensive line coach.
Right.
I couldn't go any higher than 14 with Will Fries. I know he can play left tackle and right tackle, but it just doesn't – you watch him play, and he can be steady, and I think that's maybe the best thing when he's playing well you can say about him. But he just does not – I really thought by his final year – I'd be a little bit more in love with him as a player, and I'm not. He's a steady player, but I just think that he's a guy that I really thought he'd be a little bit further along.
Yeah, it feels like for him, he bumped his ceiling a little sooner than you would have thought or expected. You know what I mean? He reached a point, and then he never went any higher. As an offensive lineman, I forget the Chase Young in Ohio State thing. That's
sure.
Not his fault, putting him out there. But one of the things
he didn't look good against Memphis.
Yeah, he didn't look good
in the last game. He struggled against Memphis.
It seems to me early on, I thought he would, lose himself when he got confused by what was going on around him. In other words, figuring out where the guys were coming from and what was going to happen once the ball was snapped a little bit when they create a little chaos. And that seems to still be the case at times, that he gets a little lost if it's not right in front of him. Is that a fair analysis, Ross?
Yeah, I think that this is I'm fine with where you put him, Bob. I think you're 2 for 2. I'm not convinced he's that much better than Des Holmes, who I felt like has really come along.
Yeah, he's blossoming.
You know, I remember when Connor McGovern, Michael Mennett, and Will Fries were true freshmen, like you said, Bob, and they were really – Fries was, what, the yellow light, and they were real close to green lighting him or whatever. I remember
that. A couple
guys
got hurt.
Mennett was a yellow light, too.
Brendan Mann got hurt. Paris Palmer tore up a knee, and they were really thinking about the final month as they got better when they had a lot to play for. They were thinking about burning his red shirt.
They were very close to burning his red shirt. I would say I think he has gotten better each year, just not as much as I would have hoped, right? Because gotcha. he played a lot as a redshirt freshman. Mennett didn't. But then last year, Mennett took a big step forward and Fries little steps, right? So I would have thought I think Fries has taken a little step each year, whereas Mennett, from his first year as a starter to his second, took a big step.
All right. Still good to have a swing
and
offensive
hopefully
tackle.
He'll make me eat my words, and he'll have
experience.
Last year, and he'll take a big step forward, and he can actually talk about maybe possibly doing some things with regard to the NFL draft. But I think he's got a little bit left to prove.
All right, number 13 on your list, Mr. Flounders, is safety Lamont Wade. 2019 first year position switch. Go ahead.
Correct. And I factored a couple things into this ranking. I think a couple – you could make an argument it might be just a tad too high, but when you think about the year that he had, he nearly left. He had to switch over from corner. He was a ballyhooed – I think he was a five-star.
He was a five-star.
A five-star recruit.
He was.
And it was pretty clear he wasn't a five-star corner. That had to be a little bit of mentally a challenge for him to kind of overcome. I mean, I think he was thinking about leaving. He decided not to go. He came back. I think he took to his new role, his new environment in his first year as a safety. I give him a lot of credit for providing a physical presence in the secondary, and I think it was lacking. He had a great game against Ohio State with, I think, all of those forced fumbles.
Right.
Maybe not the best player because of his height. In coverage, I think he can cover a little bit, but I really like what he gives Penn State in run support. Obviously he had a good game against Ohio State. I thought he had a good game on the road against Iowa. I don't know if you remember, he laid out some hits early in that game.
Yes.
I thought that set a tone.
Ohio State.
Two. Ohio State two. I think Lamont Wade is almost like a specialist in the secondary, but I think between his physical play and the fact that I really think he's a team leader, I think that he's gotten a lot out of the last year, this past year of his right. Penn State football career. And I think you got to give him the benefit of the doubt. And even though maybe he won't be the greatest player in coverage, I think he's got an, I think he can take another step this year. And I think he's one of the more interesting players on the team just because of a lot of the things I think he brings to the table.
I think he's absolutely a team leader. And because I think Brisker and Sutherland are still sort of question marks and they don't really have depth behind those guys, I think that Lamont Wade's very important. I'd probably put him ahead, arguably, of two or three of the guys you have ahead of him, just because I feel like we don't know enough about Brisker, or Sutherland's really kind of dropped off down the depth chart.
He was just a special team.
And who's even like the fourth safety?
So that's, rather than go to the next player, we can talk a little bit more about Lamont. To me is, why is it so hard to identify and develop a potential four-star safety recruit? Because if you look at the players that Franklin has played at safeties, a lot of them are conversions.
Right.
And a lot of them have not panned out, or they go to other schools, or they switch.
Who's the guy I loved?
Aaron Monroe.
Oh.
Yeah.
His highlight video was awesome.
Jarvis Miller, I think, started as a safety. They had to move him to linebacker. I know he played some at UMass, but it just seems like it's a hard position to identify traits. I don't know if it's because of the demands of the position, but I just think that I don't want to say they've missed on players, but it's either taken them too long to develop or they've had to go to other positions to find their starters. And it's been a recurring theme for the last 3 or 4 years. Ross, what do you think the problem is there?
Well, Lamont Wade came in as a nickel corner. Garrett Taylor was a corner.
Yeah.
So that's their two starting safeties. And I think what it is they've done such a good job at every level of football, especially college football, of – like they can get you in mismatches. And if you have a guy out there that can't really cover, he's in trouble. So even though Lamont Wade, you might say, not great in coverage, he was like, at one point he was like Penn State's nickel. Like as a true freshman, he was like their nickel for a little bit there.
It's not that he's not great. I just think it's not a great matchup because of it. He's just not a very tall person. I know he can cover, but he can get a little bit exposed because he's just vertically is the problem.
Correct. Right. But you're right because – we've sat here over the years, and it feels like they've taken a lot of safeties. And how often have I said...
Johnny Patrician.
How often have I said, though, Bob, I think he'll actually end up moving to linebacker. They've either done that or they've transferred.
All right, that'll do it for the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Studio. Thanks for joining us, everybody, and have a good weekend.
Looking for a great gift for the blue and white fan in your life? Check out 409tailgateclub.com for some great ideas. You can get the tailgate box that includes all their rubs and sauces. Then there's the Bloody Mary gift box, complete with mix, bacon salt, and even pepperoni straws. Go to 409tailgateclub.com and check out their online store. Don't forget to use code KSN on checkout for a discount. That's 409tailgateclub.com and use code KSN.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.